God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Luke, the first chapter, and we are going down to the 45th verse. And blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. 46th verse says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. 47th verse says, and my spirit have rejoiced in God, my Savior. Now, here goes a very profound statement. Blessed is she that believe. Okay? So the only thing that can cut off your blessing is your unbelief. It says, blessed is she that believe. So take the she out, put a he out, put a he in, put a we in. Blessed is us. Let's talk like the old way back. Before African Americans could be educated. Blessed is us that believe. Okay? Blessed are the ones that believe. If you can believe, then the word says, there shall be. Okay? Now, let us get a shall, a definition of shall. There is no option. There shall be, that it will happen, no matter what. If you believe, it shall be, okay? It shall be. If you believe, you are blessed, and it shall be. And the word says, a performance. What is a performance? It's an action. It's a movement. It's a something that you can see. Something that you can witness, something that your eyes can behold. So if you are believing, you are blessed. And the word declares that there shall be a performance, an action because of your belief. Then you become blessed. And then there's a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The things that they said, thus said the Spirit of the living God, those things shall be. If you believe, you are blessed and you shall be. You will live to see the performance, the action. You will live to see the elevation. You will live to witness the movement. You will hold that baby in your arms. You will walk in the door of your new home. You will occupy your new job because you believe, then you are blessed. And the word says that there shall be a performance for the ones that believe. If you can believe, then you can receive, because the Lord says that you are blessed because you are a believer, because you stand up and declare that he is God, because you stand up and declare that he is King. There shall be a performance. Nobody can't hold it. Nobody can't bind it. Nobody can't steal it. All you gotta do is believe, and then you are blessed. And God, my great I am, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, he will perform on your behalf if you can, if you will, if you continue to do but one thing, and that is to continue to believe. And he will do. He'll do what he promised. He'll perform what he said. He'll bring it to pass. But you gotta keep the belief. You gotta keep the faith. You gotta stay in a position to be blessed so that the God that I serve, the God that you serve, the God that we serve can perform on our behalf. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. I get the praise. Spirit of the living God, move by your anointing and by your power, God. Get us ready that we might be able to do what you need us to do. Get us ready, God, that we might be able to show up where you need us to show up. Get us ready that we might be able to move when you want us to move. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, that you might get the victory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise. Mighty God, we don't want to find ourselves in a place where you're not. So on this morning, God, we surrender. We surrender everything that we are to you. We surrender all of our being unto you. We surrender on this morning that you might take control and you might lead us and you might guide us and you might show us which way you want us to go and show us what thing you want us to do. That by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, that you are the one that is in control and we are following your leading. So on this morning, Spirit of the living God, do what only the power and the anointing can do. Spirit of the living God, move like only the power and the anointing can move, that you might be glorified, that you might be magnified, that you might be lifted up on this morning by the authority and the power of the blood. You, God, do what need to be done. You, God, move like you need to move. You, God, work like you need to work, that you might be glorified, that you might be magnified, that your name might be lifted up on this morning, God. If you are looking for somebody who can stand up and say that you are king, we are willing vessels, we are ambassadors to the kingdom of the Most High God, we are able to say it, we are able to display it, we want to be able to walk it, we want to abide right where you are in the midst of that which you are doing. Let it be, God, that you are getting the glory. Let it be, God, that you are getting the honor. Let it be, God, that you are getting the praise, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the enemy is trying, that he can't circumvent us because we are wrapped up in you, that we're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty God where the enemy cannot enter in. We're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty God where the enemy cannot penetrate. He might be able to see us, but he can't touch us. He might be able to witness what you're doing, but he can't block us. He can't stop us, because you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. On this morning, mighty righteous God, on this morning, holy fire God, you are King of glory, and you are moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit, that no matter what, you are God, the King of glory. No matter what, you are God, you're Lord Almighty. No matter what, you are moving on this morning by your authority. And where the enemy want to cause us to be bound up and shackled down, you are the God that have all authority to set us free. And who the Son set free is truly free indeed. Who the Son release is released indeed. And on this morning, we are leaning and depending on you, mighty God, to show up and do that which need to be done on the inside of us. Show up and do that which only you can do concerning us. Show up and move by your power and by your anointing. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're doing what need to be done. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty.
You're working, you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you on today in the name of Jesus, that on this morning we can lift up the name that is above all names, and we can know that we're calling on Jesus, and you got all power in the palm of your hand. This day that represents the day that you rose, this day that represents the day that everything that needed to be defeated, it was already done. And on this morning, we can walk in the victory of the Lord, knowing that whatever we are facing, you already defeated it. If it's sickness, you defeated that. If it's pain, you defeated that. If it's discouragement, you defeated that. If it's lack, you defeated that. If it's depression, you defeated that. You got up with all power in the palm of your hand. And on this morning, mighty God, we give you praise. On this morning, mighty God, we give you glory and we give you honor. Understanding on today that there is nobody like you. Understanding on today that we can search all over, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are God, the King of glory. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God. You're mighty in battle. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God. No matter what, you are King. No matter what, you are the mighty one. And you're righteous in battle. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. And your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. Understanding that you are worthy. Understanding that no matter what, you're going to do what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You're looking down upon us in our homes, and you're sending supplies, and you're providing, and you're supplying that which need to be supplied. It's by the anointing and the power of the blood. You're doing what need to be done. It's by the anointing and the power of the blood. You're making a way out of no way. It's the anointing and the power of the blood. You're destroying every yoke and setting every crooked path straight. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your authority, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding all today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God. You are righteous. You are God. You are holy. You are God. You are worthy. You are God. And you're moving by your power. And you're moving by your spirit. You're moving by your anointing. And on this morning, we glorify your name. On this morning, we magnify your name. On this morning, we give you all the praise on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. We magnify you on this morning. We say thank you for how you're moving and sending food into our homes. We say thank you how you're working and giving us supplies that we need. We say thank you that clean water is yet still being released. We say thank you that you are God, mighty in battle, and you're doing what need to be done on this morning. You are God, righteous in battle, and you're doing what only you can. We say thank you, mighty God, righteous God, holy been done. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is mighty upon the face of the earth. Your name alone is righteous upon the face of the earth. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Your name alone is great and greatly to be praised. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low and we can't find nothing that compared to you. On this morning, we got to say thank you that the power grid is just still releasing energy into our home. We got to say thank you on this morning that where we sit, there are no bombs flying across our homes. We got to say thank you that right where we are protected by the power and the anointing of the blood. And no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's seeing, no matter what he's trying, he ain't gonna get the glory. He ain't gonna get the honor. You are God, you are the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your power and by your authority. Oh, yes, you're God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're doing what need to be done. You're working it out on our behalf. You're doing what need to be done. That no matter what the enemy's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are the God of victory. And you're seeing about us. You're making a way out of no way concerning us. You're working things out on behalf of us. Spirit of the living God, move by your anointing and move by your power and move by your spirit. You are God. You are God alone. And we glorify your name. You are the King of glory. And we magnify your name. You are God Almighty. And we give you all the praise. You are God. And we bless you right now. You are God. And we magnify you right now. You are God. And we give you praise. And we give you glory right now. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we bless you and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God and you are God alone. No matter what, you are the King of glory. No matter what, you are God Almighty and you're moving by your power and you're moving by your spirit and you're moving by your anointing. That no matter what the devil's saying, that no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are standing in the midst of even our presidential election in this 2024. God, we're leaning and depending on you to work this out. That mighty God, where we don't see no way. We know that you are the way. You are the truth and the light. And we are leaning and depending on you to show up in the midst of this presidential election and do what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do. That mighty God, your children need you to move by your anointing. Mighty God, your children need you to release a champion. Mighty God, your children need you to raise up a David in the midst of this situation where Goliath think he's in control. Mighty God, on this morning, we're leaning and we're depending on you in the midst of this presidential election to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are God. You are the King of glory. You are God. You're Lord Almighty. You're moving. You're working. And you're doing what that need to be done on this morning by the power and the anointing of the blood. Work it out in the midst of this election. Work it out in the midst of all this campaigning. Work it out. Show up, mighty God, in the Electoral College. Show up, mighty God, in the Capitol building. Show up, mighty God, in the Pentagon. Show up, mighty God, in the Oval Office. Show up, mighty God, in the White House. We're turning it over to you. And when we give it to you, we don't got to worry about it. You gonna work it out. And we're leaning and we're depending on you to enter in where we can't go. We're leaning and depending on you to show up where we can't show. We're leaning and depending on you to work it out where we can't work. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your power. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, and you're doing what needs to be done. We say thank you, Lord. You are King. We say thank you, Lord. You are God. We say thank you, Lord. You're mighty in battle, and we glorify your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name. We lift you up. You are King of Glory. We lift you up, your Lord Almighty. We lift you up, you're righteous in battle. We lift you up, you're worthy of the praise. We lift you up, you're worthy of glory. We lift you up, you're worthy of honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is mighty upon the face of the earth. And we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what comes, understanding that no matter what goes, you are God and you are God alone. And we magnify you and we praise you and we exalt your most holy name. For you are King, for you are Lord, for you are mighty in battle. And we glorify your name and we magnify your name and we give you honor, we give you praise. For you are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that there is none like you, understanding that we can search all over, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And for this mighty God, we say thank you. For this mighty God, we give you glory. For this mighty God, we give you honor. For this mighty God, we give you praise. You are great God. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God and you are God alone. And we glorify you and we magnify you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, you are mighty righteous. You are great God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are Lord, understanding that you are the great I am, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the living God, look down upon Sarah, my mother, on today. God, cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no weapon that try to form against her is going to be able to prosper, that by the power and the authority of the blood, that every tongue that rises up against her, let it be condemned, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that you are God, and you are God alone, and you're touching her in her lungs, you're touching her in her body, you're touching her in her blood, you're touching her in her mind, that the enemy ain't gonna get no victory over Sarah, my mother. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you are doing what need to be done inside of her body. You're taking care of her. You're seeing about her. You're working it out concerning her. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. For you are God of victory. And we magnify your name. You are the God of victory, and we glorify your name. You are the God of victory, and we give you all of the honor. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise that you're looking down upon the Bar household right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you're looking down upon them one by one and name by name, that David Evan is getting a touch from the throne of grace that is going to make every wrong thing in his life right, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are visiting this man, and every unreasonable thought, every demonic injection that the enemy want to plant inside of this man is being uprooted and tossed into the sea of forgetfulness, where it cannot return, where it cannot reassign, where it cannot reassemble, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you are making him over. You are doing what only you can do. You're making him over. You're moving like only you can move. You're making him over. You're working it out concerning him. You're working it out on behalf of him. You're working it out. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're doing what need to be done. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God. You are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood need done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that even where Treva is concerned, you're building her up in her mind. You're building her up in her heart. You're building her up in her spirit. And those things that you're showing her, that you're going to release understanding, those things that you're showing her, you're going to release interpretation, those things that you're showing her, that they're going to begin to make sense where she is concerned. You're going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on behalf of Treva. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. And where the Bar household is concerned, I call every bill paid in the abundance. I call every need met in the abundance, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that no matter what come their way, that every need will be met with ease and convenience, that there won't be no wonder if in figuring that, that you're just gonna do what need to be done by the authority and the power of the blood, that lack will never reside in this house, that lack will never manifest in this house, that lack will never be a word that become common household language in this house, that by the authority and the power of the blood, we solidify the position that you have given unto them in the name of Jesus, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are doing what only the power and the authority can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we glorify you right now In the mighty name of Jesus, on this morning, Spirit of the Living God, look down upon the Spriggs household on today, where Michael and Nicole are concerned. You are the God, the King of Glory, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly, above and beyond what we could ask or even think. And by the anointing and the power of the blood, let every need be met. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, let every circumstance work out in their favor. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, where their names are written, let the oil of the Lord show up, and let the oil do what only the oil can do. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, we break every demonic block off of their names, off of their progress, off of their upward movements. That by ha namashe, you say, God, that you got the keys to every lock, and on this morning, unlock this man, unlock this woman, unlock the Spriggs house, that they might be able to enter into the place called abundance, that they might be able to enter into the place called overflow, that they might be able to enter into the place called prosperity, in the name of Jesus, that mighty God, they are willing and they are trying to be obedient, and you said in your word that we could eat the good of the land, so as they walk with you, as they commune with you, as they spend time with you, they are going to be able to eat the good of the land, in the name of Jesus. As they grow in your word, the house is going to grow. As they grow in your presence, the house circumstances are going to be enhanced. As they grow in your presence, you're going to release that which need to be released on behalf of them. As they grow in you, you're going to show up and you're going to do what need to be done on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, God, you move, God, by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the Living God, on this morning, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, visit the Parker's house on today, in the name of Jesus, where Sarah and Ronzo abide, visit the house on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, and send sources and resources into the house, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that destroy every yoke, let it be present in the house, the anointing that destroy the yoke of sickness, let it be present in the house, the anointing that destroy every wicked thing that the enemy has sent, let it be present in the house, every blessing ain't attached to money, some blessings are attached to health and life, and on this morning, we release the blessing of health and life, in the name of Jesus, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are releasing them into a place called God, that you are setting up a place where you are dealing and you are working and you are tearing up and uprooting the things that want to sit like a time bomb in the Parker's house, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, we call this demonic time clock, we call it to cease in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood upon the time clock that the enemy got ticking in the house, that the enemy got ticking against the health of the house. We call this time, this clock to stop right now in the name of Jesus. And what's supposed to happen when the clock reach an appointed time, that it'll never manifest by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. You're gonna do what only you can. You're gonna move like only you can. You're gonna work like only you can. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what only you can. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the Living God, show up in Tasha's house. in the name of Jesus. Show up, God, and run through that heart, Nabasi. Run through that house, mighty God, like only you can. Let the four winds of the Spirit blow in the house and call every demonic force, every wicked imagination, every foul spirit. It got to be uprooted by the power and the authority of the blood. And every wicked sending, every demonic plant, it's got to be uprooted by the power and the authority of the blood. And where you are, and where you abide, and where you reside, that which was dedicated unto you, let it be purified. That which was dedicated unto you, let it be sanctified. That which was dedicated unto you, let it be lifted up, and let it be cleansed by the anointing and the power of the blood. That every wicked thing that wants to abide, let it go in the name of Jesus. Run out the wicked. Run out the evil. Run out the demonic. Run it out by the power and the authority of the blood. And we call the house into divine alignment. We call the house into divine correction. We call the house into the divine placement where you say the house need to be, where you say the house need to stand. We call the house into alignment under the power and the authority of the blood. You do it right now, God. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you do what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are God. You are God alone. And you do what need to be done by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you reign and you rule. And we give you honor. And we give you glory and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are the King of glory. Understanding that you reign and you rule. And you're going to do what needs to be done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. You are moving, you are working, and you are doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can move. Work like only you can work. Do what only you can do, for you are God, the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is mighty. Your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is holy. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, do what only you can do by the power and the anointing of the blood. On this morning, look down upon Tashima on today and every situation that's attached to Tashima's name. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, that Tashima will know that the great I am is covering her, that Tashima will know that the great I am is shielding her, that Tashima will know that the great I am is working things out on her behalf, that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, the great I am is doing what the great I am needs to have done, that by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are seeing about her, you are making a way for her, you are working things out concerning her, you are God, the King of glory, you are God, Lord Almighty, and you're moving by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit, that Tashima will know that you are God, that Tashima will know that you are King, that Tashima will know that no matter what the enemy is saying, that no matter what the enemy is trying, that you, God, the King of glory, is moving on her behalf and working things out concerning her, where her son is concerned. You are God, the very present help in the time of trouble, where her son is concerned. You are God, and you're going to be the righteous judge, and you're going to do what need to be done in the midst of this situation. You are God, and you're working it out, and you're turning it around, and you're making her strong in the Lord and the power of your might, that she have the weapons that she need to use at this time to stand up against the hand of the enemy, that at this time to oppose what the enemy is trying, at this time to pull down every stronghold that the enemy wants to exalt itself over the woman in the name of Jesus, in the situation where she finds herself, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are God, you are King, you are God, you are Lord, you are mighty, you're mighty in battle, you are great, you're greatly to be praised, you are mighty righteous, you holy God, you righteous God, you are the King of glory, and you're doing what need to be done, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are holy, understanding that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy God and righteous God, that is who you are. We say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is holy. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. Do that which need to be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, God, look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. Do what only the power and the authority of the blood need them to be done on the inside of them, that they might be lifted up, that they might be strengthened, that no weapon that try to form against them will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them, let it be condemned, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you will get the glory, you will get the honor, that you will get the praise, that you are God and you are King, and that you're working and you're moving by your anointing and by your power and by your Spirit. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That on this morning, God, you're looking down upon Shamar Bennett on today. And mighty God, as this man stand for his family, you are standing for him. As this man stand up and do that which need to be done, that you are standing up and taking care of him. That where he is weak, you are making him strong. Where he feel like he is burdened down to maximum capacity, you're lifting the load. You are God, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do concerning this man. You are King, and you're working things out on the behalf of this man. You are working, you are moving, you are strengthening him even in his physical body. That blood pressure and high absolute ignorance that want to come and visit him and cause aggravation to be his portion, that on this morning we call down every ignorant spirit that wants to infiltrate his life, that want to cause him problems, that want to cause him to suffer, that want to cause him anxiety, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, every demonic force, wicked imagination, and foul spirit is coming subject under the power and the authority of the blood, and that the peace of the Lord will be ever present in his life, that the joy of the Lord will be ever present in his life, that you're giving him wisdom that's beyond his own educational understanding, that you're giving him wisdom and things that he know nothing about within himself, but you are God, and you're manifesting the wisdom that he need to do that which need to be done in a time like this. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that if we lean on you and we depend on you, that you're going to do what need to be done. And we glorify your most holy name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Miss Paula right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In her house, the peace of the Lord is abiding in her home. The joy of the Lord is abiding in her home. That you're walking through the house and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do concerning Miss Paula and the house that you have given unto her. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit, that no matter what, you're gonna get the glory, no matter what, you're gonna get the honor, that no matter what, you're gonna get the praise, and you're doing what need to be done in the midst of our house, that the peace of the Lord will abide in the midst of our house, that every provision is being met, that in the midst of our house, you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do concerning her in the name of Jesus, on behalf of her in the name of Jesus. You are God, you are the King of Glory, you working and you're moving and you're doing what need to be done. You are God, you are God alone, and you're doing what only you can on behalf of this woman. And we say thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. God, Spirit of the living God, continue to do what need to be done inside of Sheila's body. Continue to fortify her on every side, that no matter what weapon that's trying to form, that it cannot prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we neutralize every threat that's trying to rise up in Sheila's body, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that you are doing that which need to be done inside of Sheila's body, that she might know that the God that sit up high and look down lower, he don't never forget. He don't never fall short. He is the one that can take care of everything. And where he is, the enemy cannot abide. Where he is, the enemy can't take over. Where he is, the enemy can't do nothing but stand still. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are visiting Sheila and you're doing what Sheila needs done. By the anointing and the power of the blood, you are working it out on Sheila's behalf. You are God, you are the King of Glory, and you're doing that only you can do. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're working like only you can work. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving like only you can move. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. Do that which need to be done by the power and the anointing of the blood. Work it out, move by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit. That no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving and you're working and doing what only you can do. And you're working like only you can work, and you're moving like only you can move. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. Move on this morning by your power and by your anointing in the righteous name of Jesus. Upon Miss Annie, God, and upon Mother Bibi, God, upon Queenie May on this morning, God, upon Patricia on this morning, God, upon Auntie Docky on this morning, God, upon Caroline on this morning, God. These women, Deacon Boykin and Deacon Boykin again, these men and these couples that need you to show up and fix the things that are broken in their circumstances, in their situations, in their bodies. God, do that which only the power and the authority can do. You are God, and ain't no problem too hard for you. That which Miss Annie face, it ain't bigger than you. That which Queenie Mae face, it ain't mightier than you. That which Auntie Doki is facing, it ain't more magnificent than you. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're able to give strength back to the bodies that are weak. You're able to give back the activity of the limbs and the bodies that don't want to hear and don't want to obey. You are able to step in and restore and renew and build up that which the enemy has torn down. You are God, the King of Glory, and you can do what need to be done. You are mighty in battle. You are righteous. You are holy, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Look down upon our children on this morning, one by one and name by name, that no weapon that try to form against the lives of our children is able to prosper. And by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, every tongue that rises up against our children, let it be condemned. Every manner of sickness, every manner of disease, every mental blockade that's risen up against our children, let it be destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. That on this morning, our children's bodies are covered from influenza and COVID and pneumonia and sicknesses and respiratory diseases. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your authority, and you're moving by your spirit. That no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you're gonna do that which need to be done. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. You're working like only you can work, and we magnify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above and what beyond that we could ask or even think on the behalf of our children that are Nona and Harmony and Victor and Joy and Jayla and Jocelyn and Nehemiah, Eliza, Marlon, Genesis, Karina, and Josiah. Mighty God, on this morning, the gunman can't gun them down. The sex trafficker can't take them away. The kidnapper can't snatch them up. That by the power and the authority of the blood, you're doing what need to be done on the behalf of our children. That Sarah and David Ray, Trevin and Jason, Jaquan and Keyshawn, Deontay and Michaela, Nakia, Bella, Clay, Sarah and Jackson, and Joshua too. You got them in the palm of your hand. You're taking care of them. Even Desiree on this morning, you're shielding them and you're keeping them from harm and danger. And no matter what the enemy is doing, from the youngest to the oldest, our children, they can't never lay in an early grave. Our children, they can't never be behind the jail bars. Our children, they can't be snatched up and placed in the system. Our children will always be secured in the homes which you have given unto us to house them in. That no matter what the devil try, our children will never be unjustly plucked up. Our children will never be unjustly rooted up. Our children, they are shielded by the power and the authority of the blood in the name of Jesus. That wherever they are, you are right there with them. That they'll never witness a traumatic event judgment that will alter their mind for the rest of their lives, that they'll never be, in the name of Jesus, connected to evil that want to do them harm, that you are severing every evil tie, that you're severing every demonic connection, that you're uprooting every wicked entity that want to take residence in the lives of our children, that you're purifying them, you're sanctifying them, you're doing what need to be done on the inside of them, that they might know that you are God, that they might know that you are King, that they might know you're mighty in battle, that they might know that you are worthy, that they might know that you are awesome, that they might know that you are magnificent, that they might know that you are King, and they don't gotta worry about what the wicked is trying to do, because you got them protected, no matter where they might be, you got them covered, no matter what the enemy might be trying, you got them protected by the anointing and the power of the blood, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, you're doing what need to be done on the behalf of our children. Even where Janelle's situation is concerned, you are the God that can show up and show out on Janelle's behalf. You are the God that have the ability to right every wrong that has been done to Janelle. You got the authority to show up and do what Janelle needs you to show up and do. Your hand ain't so short that you can't reach. Your authority is omnipotent. You can be everywhere at the same time, doing what everybody need done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're working, that you're moving, that you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we praise your most holy name. For you are God, the King of glory. You're taking care of Calvin on this morning. You're seeing about him. You're covering him. You're protecting him. You're releasing provisions. And you're releasing what he needs you to release into his life. Because you are God. And you come to see about the ones that call you Father. You come to see about the ones that call you Daddy. You come to see about the ones that say you are Alpha and Omega. That you are God and you're God alone. And you're going to do what Calvin need done. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. As Raymond, my father, celebrate his 71st year of life, that you are right there with him. You are shielding him. You are protecting him. You are building him up in his physical body, where the enemy wants him to ache, where the enemy wants him to pain. You are the God that can take away every ache, and you can restore brokenness. You can restore, God, that which the enemy has tried to corrupt. You can restore it. You can make him over and let him be like new. That the peace of the Lord will abide in his mind. That the peace of the Lord will abide in his heart. That the peace of the Lord will abide in his spirit. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil's trying, you are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what need to be done. And we magnify your most holy name. You're doing what need to be done, and we glorify your most holy name. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God. You are worthy God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're doing, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or even think. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the King of glory, understanding that you are God Almighty, understanding that you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone, and we bless you. You are God. You are God alone, and we magnify you. You are God, and you are God alone, and we give you honor
We give you glory and we give you praise. There is none like you. We can search high and low, but we can't find nobody that compare to you. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you. On this Resurrection Sunday morning, God, let somebody know you in the pardon of their sins. Let somebody understand and acknowledge that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and they can't get to the Father but by you. Let somebody know that you are the through way to peace, life, and eternity. Let somebody be able to acknowledge that you are King and you are an awesome ruler. And without you, their life is full of destruction and despair. And with you, that the joy of the Lord can be their peace and the hope of the Lord is their portion. That you are able to do what need to be done. And you can do that in abundance. Let somebody cry out on today, what must I do to be saved? That whatever preach word is released on today, let it not fall on deaf ears. But let it be a word that can grab the people. Let it be a word that can reach the people. Let it be a word that can take root in the lives and the hearts of the people. That they might know that you are God. That they might know that you are the King. That they might know that you are yet still concerned about them as a person, as a being. And that you're yet still doing what needs to be done to take care of them, even in a time like this. That you got us covered. That you got us shielded. That you got us protected on this Sunday morning. That the plan that the enemy has put up, that is being torn down. That the plan that the enemy has tried to release is being uprooted. That by the power and the authority of the blood, you are doing that which needs to be done. For you are God, the King of glory. And you're moving by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit. That no matter what, you are King. No matter what, you are God. No matter what, you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what we could ask or even think. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit. Keep us on today, our minds in perfect peace, our mouths speaking life and not death, our hearts pure and accepting who you are and not allowing the spirit of despair and any other demonic injection that the enemy will try to place in our hearts to cause us burden and to cause us to fall away from who you are and what you stand for. Help us that we might stand in power and faith and the authority that only the presence of you can give. Help us, God, that we might stand up and be counted in this season, that by the authority and the power of the blood, that you get the victory, that you get the glory, that you get the honor, and you get the praise. You are God. You are King. You are mighty. You are righteous. And we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you praise and we give you honor. We give you glory, for you are God. And we say thank you. Guide us and keep us. Shield us and protect us. Heal us, God, where we need you to heal us. Restore us, God, where we need you to restore us. Fortify us, God, where we need to be fortified, that the enemy don't get any victory out of us. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. As we lead prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, That tag would be $ seeing without seeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, He will bring you out.